Welcome to Mandatory Talks.
I am Teresa.
And I am Sara.
And today
we're going to talk about breast cancer awareness and other topics that we'll eventually start talking about, but the first one is that.
Wait, before we get started, I'd like to say that I finally got vaccinated. I got vaccinated yesterday.
Should already take it. Like, there's no point in putting it.
Dude, I don't care. It's good to show off to be like,
yes, I showed off for the first 2 hours. Mom was like, Sara, take it off now.
No, it's just to show off. Like, even like, I was about to leave, and the lady, she was like, no, I need to put a band-aid on so that you can show off to everyone so you've gotten vaccinated.
What do you mean? They always put a band-aid. It's not
an
option.
I know, but I completely forgot about that. So I was like, putting my sleeve down, and she was like, oh, no. Let me put a band-aid so that you can show off to everyone. And I was like, okay, put three, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I'm keeping it, so that I can be like, you see, vaccinated. Because I'm so happy. And yeah, I'm done now.
And you only need one dose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pfizer.
Pfizer. I already got my certificate, and I already have the other thing. Bam, bam. Only one dose, as you can see.
Yeah, I got COVID. We love that.
I am done. I got some, like, mild side effects, but they're the ones everyone gets, you know, like, your arm hurts a lot, headaches, all of that.
Well, not everyone gets it. Not everyone. I didn't get it, but I just got my arm sore.
Wasn't your arm hurting so much?
Like, sore, not sleep. Sore. Yes, you can't sleep on this side. You can't.
You can't move your arm. You're like, ooh, that's weird. Yeah, no, yeah, I would make fun of my friends and be like, oh, okay, yeah, your arm hurts. Ooh, the Pfizer arm. Like, I feel bad for them, obviously, and I knew it hurt. I thought they were exaggerating, and now I know they weren't.
No.
It hurts a lot.
It's just ice it, and you're done. You're fine.
Yep. I'm icing it.
Okay. So let's start with
breast cancer. Sada, you can start.
Okay, so according to Wikipedia, great source, of course, great source, we love it. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, also referred to in the United States as National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, is an annual international health campaign organized by major breast cancer charities every October to increase awareness of the disease and to raise funds for research into its cause, prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and cure.
Okay. Here are some statistics for you guys. So, the country with the highest rate of breast cancer is Belgium. And after that, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, France, and a lot of European countries in this list. A lot of European countries. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a coincidence. You see? And in the UK, there are 55,920 cases of breast cancer each year. There are 11,547 deaths, from breast cancer between 2016 and 2018. 76% of people survive, and 23% of the cases are preventable.
How many that are preventable?
23. So that's 23. That's basically a fourth.
Yeah.
A fourth of the cases are preventable.
That's small.
Yeah, no. No, that's a lot. A fourth of the cases are preventable? That's a lot. That's a lot.
Okay, you know? But like three-fourths is...
Look at any other type of cancer.
Yes, I know, but like breast cancer affects more people than the other types, right? How many, like in comparison of the other types of cancer, like...
I don't know. I'm not sure about that, Sada.
I'm asking. That's what I was asking.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know. Let me see. Which type of cancer is... I'd say, like, blood cancer is the most... Oh, nope. The most common type of cancer in the United... Oh, no. Yeah, no. It's bladder cancer.
Oh, okay.
And then cancer, and then colon and rectal cancer, endometrial cancer, kidney cancer, and then leukemia.
So second one is breast cancer.
Yes, second one is breast cancer.
And also, like, a symbol that many people know about is the pink ribbon. So people that wear the pink ribbon is to honor survivors, remember those that were lost, and to support the cause.
Yes, that is good. Do you know anyone that has had breast cancer?
No, I don't. Wait, I do. I do. My aunt had breast cancer. So, yeah. What?
Did she make it?
Yeah, she's very alive. She's very alive.
You said my aunt had breast cancer. I was just thinking,
yes, past tense.
Yeah, she doesn't have it anymore. That's really good for her. She's in remission. Yay.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's had breast cancer. That's weird.
Oh, and the like official, like the there's like a pink ribbon day, which is October 28th, which is like the official breast cancer awareness day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm seeing how many cases of breast cancer are male.
There's like various steps where you can like do like an annual, like a monthly checkup or something like that to see if you have.
Monthly is way too much.
Monthly? What?
I think monthly is too much. I don't think you check every single month.
Well, let me see. Like, you can do it on yourself.
That's true. You can.
So, like, you can do it every day if you want to. Like, it just.
In 2021, about 2,650 men are expected to be diagnosed with the disease, and an estimated 530 are expected to die. That's bad.
It is. I'm gonna share the screen to show like the breast cancer checkup thing. You can't really see that well, but we'll just see. Here.
Well, you're good.
No, I can just say it. Okay, so, some five steps to detecting breast cancer early is to practice self-exams, such as, first, you should, once a month, or two to three days after periods, examine breast and armpits with raised arm. Use finger pads with massage oil or shower gel, and then like go with your fingers like up and down your breast, and then like wedges, so, like kind of circles, and like from the nipple diagonally to the right, yeah, to the armpits, and then circles. And then examine breasts in the mirror for lumps or like skin dimpling.
I think so.
And then see if there's any change in skin color or texture, and nipple deformation, color change, or leaks of any fluid. So.
Okay.
And also, like, knowing your risk and, like, the family history.
Yes, because it's genetic cancers or, like any other disease. I think, no, not all diseases are genetic, but I'm pretty sure cancer is genetic. Like, yeah. If you have a parent or and, like, a sibling.
When you're an adult, I'm not sure, like, you can do, like, mammograms if you want to. So, yeah, that's also a good way.
And the course of treatment for breast cancer, I think you do like chemo and radio and all of that, but you can also get a mastectomy, which is an operation to remove your breasts. And it treat breast cancer in both women and men. The operation only takes about 90 minutes, and most people go home the following day. So it's a pretty simple operation.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. My aunt did it, so.
A lot of people who don't have breast cancer do that to prevent
breast cancer.
Didn't Angelina Jolie
Yes, no, I think it was her uterus.
Yeah, or did she remove her uterus to prevent
I think it was
uterine
uterus because
cancer?
her like it's like her mom had it, I think. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if anyone knows this better, but like I think her mom died of it, so like she didn't want to die from it, so then yeah.
Wait. Oh yeah, no, yeah. She underwent what's called a prophylactic double mastectomy. That
Well,
means she had both her breasts removed, even though she hadn't been diagnosed with breast cancer.
and she didn't
It was
remove
a prophylactic
her uterus.
I think so. Wait, did Angelina
Yeah,
remove
I thought so, but well, maybe she didn't.
her uterus? Oh no. She had her ovaries removed.
Ovaries removed. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
So it wasn't a hysterectomy. Her ovaries removed. Wow. Would you be like willing to do that?
well, if I was.
Imagine if like,
If my
okay,
mom had it.
God forbid.
Yeah. If my mom had it, and then, like, there's more of a chance that I'll get it. And, like, I don't know.
I'm thinking when it
It
comes
depends.
to like a mastectomy, you can always get like fillers after, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's always different. Like, I don't know, like. It's always, I don't know, not that I really care about, like, maybe I do. I don't know, it's just like, I don't know, like, right now, like, I would say yes, like, right now, like, I would
Right
say
now, you
yes.
say yes, but you don't know what you'd say in the
You
future.
don't, but, like, if I
Fair enough.
grow, like, I don't know, maybe when I'm an adult, I'll change my opinion. I don't know.
Fair enough. I yes. But
Yeah.
I think that's it on breast cancer, right?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
And I just remembered today's the 12th. The 10th of October was Mental Health Day.
I
Mental
heard.
Health Day, yeah.
And
Because you know what happened.
isn't it like today, like coming out day or something? I heard about it. Like I saw on Instagram someone post about it, so I was like, oh, okay, interesting. So
Okay.
sure.
Is this?
So mental health day was the 10th.
Yes.
Okay.
The 10th. We got an email about it.
I didn't get an
You
email.
didn't get an email from Francisco asking to
Oh, I
interview.
did get an email from Francisco.
I answered and I
Did
said,
you?
yes, interview me. You also answered.
Was it like a...
It was like, hey, fill out this survey if you want to get interviewed about mental health.
Oh, I didn't answer it.
I mean, you.
And also, like, I heard Francisco say that now the priority is for the year 7s to the
I'm
year
gonna be answering.
11s. You are?
Yes, I am. I answered the survey. I'm getting interviewed on my
Oh,
mental health.
yeah.
Which is okay for me because I'm very open about all of that, I think.
Yes, you are. At least for me.
I mean, I spoke about it in my freaking student council video.
yeah. Well, yeah. So
You
the
know, I
10th
had a
was mental health
teacher.
day.
I
We've
had
talked about mental health quite a
a lot,
lot. Like,
probably.
yeah, we have. We had a whole like episode for it.
On
So.
depression only.
No, but then we talk about it more. But then doing like develop more like an anxiety and things like that. I don't know.
I don't know, I don't remember.
Okay.
You know, I
Ooh,
had a few people talking to me about my student council video, and I just didn't know what to say. They
that's
were like,
funny.
oh, I saw that you like spoke about your anxiety and things, and I was like,
Okay.
obviously, I forgot people actually saw it. I was like, oh my God, I did.
Yeah.
I did speak about that. I was like, yeah, I did, I did. And then they're like asking me questions about it. And I was like, I don't know what to say here. I'm
But at
getting
least it's good that she spoke about it. It's good.
I wasn't expecting people to like come up to me and like ask me questions, which is totally fine. I don't mind people asking me questions. You know, I'm here for
You're just
that.
surprised.
If anyone needs help, I was just really caught off guard. I
Yeah.
was like, whoa, what do you mean? You saw my video? Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
I
well.
hope the person who asked me the question doesn't watch our podcast because that's gonna be awkward.
You
Because
never know. You
they could
never know.
talk to me about no, I will because knowing the person, they will talk to me about it. They'll be like, "So I saw you spoke about me," and I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, I did. Sorry, I'm sorry. That was
Okay.
weird." But yeah, World Mental Health Day. That's important. We should all care about our mental health, even if you're a guy. That's the thing. A
What do you
lot
mean,
of guys.
even if you're okay?
I mean, we all know suicide rates are higher for men.
Yes.
All that because men are more afraid to get help because they think, oh, I gotta be a man. I can't cry. I can't be sad. I'm a man. So then they don't get help.
They just, like, internalize all their emotions.
It's much easier for a woman to go and ask for help. And that's a fact, I think.
Well, it depends. Like, of course, like, most women, you know? There's always, like, some women don't, you know?
Yeah, but
and that's the same thing.
It's easier for most women because society is more used to women being emotional, which is not the case. Like, I guess.
I mean, it's like it's a stereotype. Oh, we're learning about stereotypes in psychology. But it's like,
yeah, you're gonna have to tell me what I missed.
Yes, I will. But it's like a stereotype that now. Oh, it's a grain of truth. If anyone's taking psychology, then you'll know it. It's like, it was true in some point, at some point in time, people saw women getting emotional and men weren't. So they were like, oh, okay. So now, just because a woman got emotional and a man didn't one time, it means that it will always be like this. So then also, like, and that's what I think it's like, it happened. Like, women one time were like crying, I don't know, we're showing more emotion than men, and then that happened many times, and men were like, okay, so that's what happens. Women are more emotional, are more emotional than us.
So. Yes, I agree. But I think it should be more acceptable for men to, like.
Yeah, and I think it's also a lot of about, like, how your parents raise you, because
yes, it
your
is.
Your father is, like, if you're a man, you look at your parents and look at them as examples and, like, idols and things, and then if your father represses all their emotions and don't talk about, like, relevant issues and, like, mental health, for example, then I feel like, I'm not sure, but I feel like they'll more likely repress their emotions and not want to get help, you know?
That's true. I'm really, I'm lucky my parents, I guess, they have become a lot more open about it with me, specifically. Mm-hmm. Because I guess I kind of force them. I kind of make them realize, like, hey, we have to talk about this. We kind of do, because me, you see? I make them realize that it's important to talk about mental health instead of just ignoring it.
Yeah.
Because I having a daughter with anxiety, amongst other stuff, like, it makes them think, hey, you know what? This matters. But, yeah, no, I'm lucky when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But when I talk, like, I've spoken to some of my, like, guy friends about this, right? And, no, because one of them, I remember, they were struggling. And I was like, hey, maybe you should, like, see a therapist, a psychiatrist, a psychologist. Like, that can't hurt, you know, it will only help you. And they're like, oh, sorry for my language. They were like, oh, I'm not a pussy. Like, I'll just deal with it by myself. Like, I just need to breathe. And I'm like,
I wonder.
Like, you wonder. I'm like, maybe that's not what you need. Maybe you need to talk to someone. And they're like, no, I'm not a pussy. I don't do any of that. I'm good. And I'm like, okay. I tried, I guess. Maybe you're not good, but if you need to talk, I'm here. And yeah, so I guess that reaction isn't the reaction we are looking for. We don't want guys to think that they're pussies for getting help.
Yeah, and so, like, yeah. It's just, like, you're being strong by doing that. You're being strong. That, like, you're being strong when you ask for help. It's not something that's, like, you're weak. No, it's the opposite of that. You're strong for doing that. Exactly. And I think, and also, you need to accept the fact that it takes time to reach that level. You can't just, like, yes. Oh, okay. I think I'm like, oh, I'm just going to ask for help. That doesn't
work
like
that.
It's not that quick, I feel like. It takes time and courage and strength and, like, also the environment that you're surrounded by. So.
See, it took me, like, a few months from the moment where I realized I needed help to the moment where I actually asked for that help. It took me a few months.
Yeah.
So it's not something that that's gonna happen overnight. It's gonna take you time to process and to think, oh, how am I gonna talk to my parents about this if we've never spoken about it? Stuff like that.
Can write an essay.
You could write an essay. That was a suggestion I got.
It's really easy to write, I feel like.
But imagine, if you, like, broke your leg, you wouldn't think you were a pussy for asking for help, would you? No, it's the same thing here. Just because.
No, it depends. It depends on the kind of help. Like, I wouldn't want to ask people to, like, oh, carry my bag, you know, those kinds of things.
Sada, I mean, you're at home, you break your leg, you're not going to be like, oh, I'm not a pussy, I'm not going to the hospital.
Oh, yes. Okay,
I can deal with this by myself. It's just a broken leg.
Those issues are very physical, and, like, you can see them immediately. Like, mental health, it's totally different.
But
like,
they can also be physical. They show physical symptoms.
Yes. It's harder to notice from outsiders than just, like, break a leg.
That's true. But anxiety attacks have physical symptoms. You sweat, you can cry, your heart beats faster, you shake, you can't breathe.
But also sometimes anxiety, I feel like there's also, I don't know, like, I saw many people talk about it, like, anxiety attacks can also just be, like, nothing. You can just, like, just be happy.
You just don't know what to do. Yes, that's
You're just, like, you're not crying. You're not doing anything. You're just, like, still, like, frozen.
You're frozen in the moment. Yeah. That's happened to me during class. During once, it happens during one specific class. I'm not going to say it here, because what if the teacher hears?
Oh, push.
I'll text you. Don't worry.
Okay.
But, I don't know, whenever they ask me a question during that class, I just, like, I forget everything. Like, I know it, and I'm, like, doing the question before they ask me, and I know I got it right. And then when they go, so, it's like, what's the answer for this one? I'm just like, the hell am I
doing? That is spotlight anxiety.
And then I start sweating, and my heart's beating, and I'm like, Teresa, you know this. You know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then my colleague just goes, the answer is blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I know what the answer is. And until someone else answers for me, and I'm like, yeah, that's it, mister.
You knew it.
Oh, I knew it, but couldn't see. I text you what it is, by the way. That's it. Like, it's not. It happens for, like, what, a minute? Not even. And after that, I'm just like, what the hell just happened? I'm like, what the hell? Embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing.
Do we want to talk about, like, cancel culture?
Should we talk about that? Should we create a whole episode for that? Because we're already at the 30-minute mark.
We're not.
Yes, we are.
No, because we only we 20-minute mark.
We're at the 20-minute mark?
Yeah, because 8 minutes we're just, like, talking.
Oh, okay. Well, good way of moving away from mental health to cancel culture. I liked using you guys as my therapist.
Well, cancel culture impacts your mental health quite a lot. Especially for people that are being canceled.
Yes, it does. I don't agree with cancel culture. I'm going to start right there. I don't agree with cancel culture.
I feel like there's, like, sometimes when people, first of all, when people start getting famous, like, when they're not that famous, when people know them but not a lot, people like them. But then when they reach a point where everybody's talking about them, and they're like, okay, so now let's hate them. Let's try to cancel them
for every little thing. Like, oh my god, their boyfriend said the N-word 5 years ago. Yeah. Hate them forever.
And they bring it, like, I don't know how, but, like, people are so invested in their lives, they go to their Twitter account and then go through all of the tweets. Find from, like, 2009, like, how do you do that?
So, people forget, like, how do I say this? Everyone's all about growth and getting better and finding your better self, but the moment you cancel someone, you're basically telling them, nope, you made one mistake, you can't get better, you're gonna stay like this forever. You give them no chance to grow. No chance to become better.
And also the people that are canceling them, I bet they've done some mistakes in their lives. I bet they've done.
They have. Honestly, everyone makes mistakes.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Learn how to get better. That's it.
The only difference is that they're not on the spotlight. Nobody's, like, millions of people aren't just looking at them at every step they make or every single thing that they say. Like, they're not like them. So, like, they don't really know what they're doing. They're just like,
I agree.
I just want to hurt people. It's kind of, I disagree with cancel culture, for sure.
Obviously, make them understand that what they did wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that they can just continue with their lives as if nothing happened. You know, they have to get better. But don't just be like, okay, no one listen to this person ever again. blah blah.
But also, like, I agree, I disagree with cancel culture, but sometimes it's better to just stop following that person. There's some people that are just bad. Like
That's true.
DaBaby?
The
Is it
baby,
DaBaby?
yes. Like,
That
he's
made like that.
homophobic. You see,
Yeah.
he's homophobic.
See, and like I would not I if I know that this person is homophobic, I feel like there's no interest in like following them.
But if you see that they're getting better, you won't hate them forever. If you see
Yes,
that, then they're like, hey,
but
I
also like you'll
grew, I
never
thought
know
about what I
that they're
said.
getting better. I feel like you never know that they're getting better because celebrities, we never know them. We never meet them. Like, well, sometimes you meet them, but like I'm saying, like in most cases, you never meet them. You never get to know them. So they may say like, "Oh, I'm getting better," and then like with their friends and like in private, they might just be saying things like that.
I would rather give him the benefit of the doubt. How many people have been like, have you never saw, like, I saw this video on YouTube that was a person that belongs like the Nazi youth met a Holocaust survivor. And obviously they were like, I had no idea what I was doing. And I've gotten, you see, people can always get better. I believe
Yeah.
in growth mentality,
Okay. Yes, we love
psychology.
psychology. We're taking a lot of I'm mentioning psychology a lot,
We are,
both.
it makes so much sense over here.
Yes.
But, and like tying in with cancel culture, I think people need to learn to separate with this whole R. Kelly thing that's been going on
R.
recently.
Kelly, what's R. Kelly?
The rapper singer that got arrested for child pornography and sex trafficking and basically being a
Oh,
pedophile.
the one that
Sure.
just the sent
Yeah,
you
the
the one
one
that
that I
you sent
sent
me.
you. I think people need to learn how to separate the artist from the art. You see,
Yeah.
like, sure, like, R. Kelly's a terrible person. Okay, like, he's not a good person for what he did. He's bad. He's going to prison. He deserves it. He used little girls. But I think people can still appreciate.
Sorry.
I think this is really controversial. But people can still think, okay, okay, he's a terrible person, but the music's good. Same thing with Michael Jackson. Yes, he's an accused
But
pedophile. He's
there's
an
no actual proof. Yeah.
accused, okay, alleged pedophile. That's not good, bad person. But his music is still good. That's a fact. Everyone still
Yeah,
loves Thriller.
amazing.
It's true.
Let's hear about
Salvador
it.
Dali. He was a fascist.
Yeah.
Not a good person. His art,
I
it's
feel
not
like
pretty.
geniuses. Maybe I'm sorry. Maybe I'm saying this wrong, but like I feel like geniuses, when you have a like a really high level of something, like of intelligence, and then your social skills and other things will be very low. So then I feel like that I'm not sure. Like if
Yes,
you're really
because you're a
completely
genius and you would know.
No, I'm not.
I was joking with you, Sada. Okay.
Well, if like you're I feel like there's some sort of imbalance and like your social skills will be bad, and sometimes you'll be a bad person. Like, I don't know, I'm not sure, but that's
Just
like,
depends.
I remember like
Depends
Einstein.
on the
I
person.
saw, it's called, I don't know, I feel like the documentary is called Genius in National Geographic. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus.
Yes, but I watched it before then when it started releasing. Sorry. And then they showed like how many relationships he had with women and how he treated his wife. And it was like terrible, and what else? I don't know if it was Picasso, Salvador Dali, but
I think it was Salvador Dali.
one of them, like he had so many women, like it was so many. But it wasn't like it wasn't because he had so many women. It was the fact, it was how he treated these women. It wasn't like, oh, he has so many women. It was like he treated them so badly, like people, like inferiors, like objects, and yeah.
Exactly. Like you can admit that's not a good thing. He's a bad person, but maybe his art is still good. Okay, like yes, Dr. Seuss, I don't know his real name. Dr. Seuss, you don't know him? The books? Green Eggs and Ham, Cat in the Hat.
Oh yes, I know.
Obviously, in my old school, we used to have Dr. Seuss Day and St.
Well, we don't
Dominic's.
have well in public schools, Portuguese public schools, we don't know who Dr. Seuss
Okay, I know. It's just, I
is.
did. Okay. But like, okay, yes, he drew racist drawings. He was racist. Exactly. Did I like his books when I was a kid?
Yes.
Yes, I did. When I read them, does it bring me nostalgia? Okay, does it bring me nostalgia and make me feel, wow, what a good book? Yes, it does. But he's not a good person, and I don't like him. But when I read Cat in a Hat, or when I
watch
the movie or something, I'm like, wow.
Nice. Yeah, the only thing, like, I also do this, like, I also separate art with the artist. But the only thing is that by still listening to the songs or, like, by buying these paintings, you're just giving money to these people. You're supporting them. So, like, yes, it's true that we should, but also, like, by still listening to their songs, we're still supporting them. So, like, I don't get it. It's kind of like a hypocrisy.
People won't stop listening to Thriller or to Billie Jean or to The Ignition Remix by R. Kelly. They won't. That's the fact. They won't because...
Yeah, you even showed that article, that post where like it just increased their sales because everyone's so curious. No, I'm curious. I want to hear his song.
You listened to it, didn't you?
And be like, oh, maybe. And then like,
the music's good. He's a bad person, but the music's good. Look, R. Kelly's album sales rose by more than 500% following his sex trafficking conviction.
And I get it. I'm curious to listen to his songs.
Controversial episode yet.
And also, I don't remember him. So I'm like, I'm just gonna listen to his songs to remind me of who he is and be like, aha, that's who he is. I feel like people are interested in him. Just to know who he is and what he does, and if he's good or anything. Because if he's not, then that's even better. But a lot of people like him.
Wait, let me play. I'm gonna play a bit of the Ignition remix. It's so good.
It is good.
Exactly, it's good.
It brings back the old times.
Exactly, but he's a bad person. He's a bad guy. He's a sex trafficker, and that's not okay, and he's in prison, and he deserves to be in prison. He's paying his debt. But the song is still good.
It is good.
It's still good. You know what? Actually, I'm so happy when musicians I like and people are not controversial at all, because these days it's so easy to be controversial, and it's so difficult to like someone who isn't. You can like someone, blah, blah, and then it's going to be like, oh, 9 years ago, guess what? Hate crime, racists, and I'm like, Peppa. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, if you want to be famous, like, if you are going to be famous, then, like, your childhood needs to be perfect. Like, everything that leads up to that, you can't do a single mistake, because if you do, it might well ruin your career.
Exactly.
So like, what we're doing right now, we never know.
In a few years, being racist might be okay, and they might be like, oh, they weren't racist, what the hell.
Yeah, I really hope not, because I really hope not.
But for example, a few like months ago, and I still read the book every once in a while, I was reading Kurt Cobain's diaries, right? And there was some stuff in there that made me be like, what the hell. Nothing bad. No, nothing, like, terrible. Nothing, like, sex trafficker, racist, nothing. No, he was, like, they were all feminists and activists.
Like, bad person, cool. Like, oh, I don't like him.
No, none of that. It was just really weird. And, like, if he said that today, would people be okay with it, you see?
Like sexualizing people?
No, are you joking? He kicked a guy who was assaulting a girl during his concert. Like, he was, like, leave.
Yeah.
Person, and then they all made fun of him and yelled at him, and like they were complete activists, like wearing dresses, makeup, songs about rape, all of that. But I just read some stuff in there and I was like, this is really weird. Hopefully, this is no, but like he was a weird, not weird. I guess he was different, he was a peculiar individual.
That's what I'm saying.
It was very artistic stuff. Music.
Okay, you can consider him like a genius in music, right?
And that was like really artistic stuff, like drawings and stuff like that. Like he was.
There's sort of weirdness to geniuses.
Yes, that's true.
What I'm saying, like they lack something that I feel like, I'm not saying like I probably am imbalanced in some things, but like our social skills are higher than some other people because our intelligence is not higher than some other people. So, like,
I'm just flipping through the pages, see if I can find any of this stuff. But it was all very genius. Like, he would read it, and you would think,
wow,
like, this can be, this is a bit weird, but it's still so, like, intelligent and so, like, wow. But it was just some weird stuff. But it was, because he would write stories, and the stories are weird. To me, they were, at least.
Wow.
But okay, continuing. Where we don't support cancel culture.
Who else was, like, I feel... Who else?
What? Who else?
Who's like a person that's like canceled like 100 times? James Charles.
Oh, that okay. But like, I don't even know anymore. I don't care about him.
And David Dobrik as well.
Care.
David Dobrik was canceled, but rightly so.
That guy got girls drunk. Minors in America, not in. I think.
Emilio's got canceled like 20 times.
Why?
One, because they were like, oh, they're brats.
No, what? Because they gave them, like, snails and they didn't want to eat them. And people were like, oh my god, what the hell? Like
that's I already ate snails.
Okay, but you can, you don't have to like everything. You don't need to like.
Yeah, what else? Okay. I don't know. And then just like, oh, this girl's vaping. Like, Charlie's vaping. Oh, are you kidding me?
Like okay.
Have you seen high schoolers? Like, do you not know?
Have you been to a high school bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, damn.
No, or when, like, they tried canceling... Okay, I'm pretty sure Addison Rae is also canceled for some reason. I think she said hello to Donald Trump during a wrestling match.
Oh, yes. I get it.
Political opinions. I couldn't care less about what... A girl who dances on TikTok. Thanks.
No, but also if you see Donald Trump. No, I wouldn't say hi. I wouldn't. I would just be like, bye bye.
I don't know what I would do. I think I would just stare. I'd be like, what the...
I would just leave.
Like, oh my god, it's the guy from Home Alone 2. Look at him. Gonna go ask for a picture, ask for a direction.
Best actor ever. Yeah.
Best actor ever. Social media influencer, Donald Trump, as well.
He is
on Twitter.
Twitter is more focused.
Influencer. He is.
Yeah.
Love that for him.
Yeah.
Yes, no. It's weird. Or when... cancel culture is just... I disagree with it. Like, yes, okay. People should be punished for their mistakes. Yeah. So they have to get better.
Yeah.
They shouldn't, like, get off and think, like, oh, this is okay. Let me do it again. Like, no.
But also, like, cancel culture, I feel like the term is wrong. I do get if you dislike the person...
Yes.
Imagine if someone killed another person. Like, let's not.
That's different.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about cancel culture, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't really be giving my opinion on this because I'm white. Never mind. Very honest.
Well, like I think like if it depends on some cases. If it's really severe and like.
Because like you killed and then did this, like you said.
But also, like,
weird. That's like, why would you? That's just so.
If this person is racist to Asian people I would literally stop following that person. I wouldn't care. Like, I don't care if you get better in the future. I don't like you anymore. So
that makes sense. That makes sense. Wait, talking about celebrities killing people. Do you know like, Zack and Cody, the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
I didn't actually watch it, but I know what you're talking about.
Didn't watch it?
No. I only watched, like, Shake It Up. I only had time for that.
Do you remember Mr. Mosby?
Who is he?
The only black guy in the show.
Actually, oh, yes, I know who he is.
But exactly. You know, he accidentally killed a person. In a car accident. Accidentally. It was accidental manslaughter. Car accident. He was driving. He killed a passenger. Like, in that scenario, you shouldn't get cancelled.
Yeah, you shouldn't get cancelled for that.
Because you were talking about killing people, so just this thing.
I think it could happen to everyone. It could happen to
anyone. And it's not your fault.
But he goes to prison?
I don't think so.
Well, I really hope not, because I feel like that's unfair.
For him. Imagine how guilty he must have been feeling, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we really did get off track.
No, we didn't. We
We're
didn't.
talking about Mr. Mosby and how the actor killed somebody.
We didn't get off track.
Think we do.
Well,
But it's okay. C'est très bien.
yeah, we're. I think.
You think? What do you think? You think we're done?
This cancel culture topic is done, right?
Yes.
That's come to an end.
So I think that's it for this episode.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you so much for listening, guys.
Be sure to check out all the other episodes that we have released until now.
Wow.
Because,
Promo.
yeah.
Nice, Sada, nice.
Next week we'll come back for. Yes, there no. I really hope there's not going to be any issues. No wisdom teeth removal or
Because she
anyone being
had all
sick.
wisdom teeth removed. I had no voice for about a week. Then my computer broke down.
Yeah,
So
we've had some issues.
we've been having some issues, which is why I haven't been uploading as much. But we will try to upload as much as possible. You know, I got a girl asking us, like, are you guys continuing with the plot in
That's very
school? And I
nice.
was like,
That's
oh.
so nice. And I think that's also like the goal of this. It's like it doesn't really matter the amount of people that listen to it, but if like if one person listens to it and enjoys listening to it, then that's it. We've achieved our goal, and that's so amazing. So
It's really cool.
thank you.
Thank you. She's probably going to be watching this, so thank you so
Yeah.
much for
Thank you
giving us
so
the
much.
motivation.
So see you guys next week.
See you guys next week, and if you have any ideas for our next episode, tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
See you next.
Bye.
Bye.